She was throwing up. She wouldn't drink. She was falling asleep on the couch before dinner. And then we went to have a hot tub and she had this distended stomach. And I was really curious as to what was going on. And that was a huge flag for me. And then that weekend, she woke up with a puffy face. We were advised that we were going to need a urine and blood done and we would need those results as quick as possible. So we were advised to go to the Children's Hospital because, God bless, we live 20 minutes away from it.
I can remember when you fit in the palm of my hand. You felt so good in it, no bigger than a minute.
We got there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and were told probably about 7 p.m. at night that Alicia had 4% kidney function between both kidneys. Alicia was a mystery to the doctors.
So let them be little.
They didn't understand how a little five-year-old could have such little kidney function. They did some genetic sequencing where they tested 50,000 genes. They discovered that she had what was called DMS, diffused melangial sclerosis.
Let them cry, let them giggle, let them sleep.
We had results in 10 days.
Oh, but let them be little.
Telling us that Alicia has trematte syndrome, which is this very rare syndrome, and they were able to discover it here in Calgary. And, you know, we want to thank the U of C and the Children's Hospital, like, for that gift, that we live in a place where we can get those answers. And I don't think Calgarians know how truly lucky we are.
I never felt so much in one little tender touch.
Sitting and waiting to hear what is wrong with your child is a really difficult thing. And you feel very helpless. And to be able to get an answer in under 2 weeks versus 3 months, really, really makes a difference. Well, yeah, we were shocked, and I didn't really know what it meant, but I knew that kidney transplants were common, and I knew we all had to. You know, Dr. Galbraith was very calm in explaining to us that they're going to admit her into the hospital, they're going to have to do a surgery tomorrow. She has to go on dialysis that will assist her kidneys. Her body is basically, I don't think they said toxic, but it was very toxic at the time. Like, there's so much more to worry about other than just how are we going to fix this little girl's kidney. They do believe that Alicia was born with this and that it was building and building and building. So she hasn't felt good for a really long time. The energy and the spunk she already has, we can't imagine who she's going to be when she really feels good. She, as far as she knows, she's excited to get a new kidney because they're just going to put her to sleep and cut her tummy open again, and it didn't hurt at all.
'Cause they're only that way for a while.
We do hear her talking to her teddy bear a lot about, I'm just going to give you a needle and it's just going to hurt just for a little minute. You need to be strong. You can do this.
Let them cry. Let them giggle.
We were very grateful that the nephrology team at the Children's Hospital trained us and got us ready to come home. Alicia does 16 hours of dialysis a day. So, yeah, it's a lot, but we're very, very grateful that she can go to school. So she's in kindergarten. She gets up and goes to school every day. Alicia's a twin to Nicholas, and them being apart was very difficult on both of them. Because of COVID, Nicholas couldn't come in and see Alicia. So one of my most heartbreaking moments as a mom was Alicia looking out the window, and there was Daddy and Nicholas and the dog parked in the parking lot. And we FaceTimed, and you could hear them yelling and screaming, I see you, I see you.
How it amazes me, you're changing with every.
And it's so heartbreaking to have them far apart and hurt and not understand, and they needed each other. Like, she just wanted to FaceTime her brother all the time. So she was so excited to get home to see Nicholas. And there he was sitting in a lawn chair on the driveway waiting for her to come home. He came running to the car with a bouquet of flowers for her. And we had to stop the car so he could open the door, and he jumped into the car and hugged her.
Let them giggle,
Your first kidney transplant should last you the longest. The average is 20 years. Alicia faces probably at least 3 kidney transplants in her life right now. So we want to get her the best kidney that we can. We were extremely hopeful that we would be able to have a transplant in early 2021. I am a blood match. I live for those kisses. She said to me one day, Mama, I think I'm ready to have one of your kidneys. And now you're teaching me how only a child can see. And I was like, oh, okay. And she says, what are their names? And I was like, I'm not sure. Do you know what we should name them? And she said, yeah, I think they're named Elsa and Anna. 'Cause they're only that way for a while. And she goes, Mama, I'm going to take Elsa and you can keep Anna. You can lie in the corner and cry, or you can say, okay, we've got this. And that's been our family's motto. We've got this. And like I said, we're blessed that we have such an amazing facility and amazing people to help us so close to us. The people that work at the Children's are strong people. I watched them roll kids out of Unit 3 for surgery, and I'm sitting there watching these parents walk by with their kids, and I'm crying for them because I just, you know, I know what they're going through. Let them be little. And I watch those, you know, resilient doctors and nurses and orderlies and admin, and I just think, oh my gosh, you people amaze me. Your hearts, your strength, and your compassion are second to none. And we, the Somogys, are ever grateful for all of them.